On this day, July 3rd, 1776, John Adams wrote two letters to his wife Abigail with news from Philadelphia, where the Continental Congress was meeting. Adams and the other founding fathers were setting the stage for independence from Britain, and they would demand independence the next day after adopting the text of Thomas Jefferson's Declaration. So these days, we celebrate the 4th of July. But as Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports, John Adams wanted to celebrate a different day when he wrote those letters 242 years ago.
As the founding fathers gave birth to the nation, they had their eyes on the future, and they knew they were making history. But John Adams believed July 2nd, 1776, was really the big day in that history.
I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival.
That's Peter Drummy, librarian at the Massachusetts Historical Society. He's reading from one of the letters Adams wrote to Abigail about what had happened on July 2nd, 1776. That was the day the Continental Congress voted for independence, approving a resolution that said, "These United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, and as such, they have and of right ought to have full power to make war, conclude peace, establish commerce, and do all the other acts and things which other states may rightfully do." And of the day the Continental Congress took that action, John wrote to Abigail,
"It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore."
Which is, of course, exactly what happens now on the 4th of July, not the 2nd. So John Adams, who was right about so much, was also right about the way we would celebrate independence, just not the date. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.